Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, home of the guy who didn't get a heart ablation today.
And you were so... I canceled it because I wanted to make sure we did a show today. And you all week have been saying, we're not going to have a Friday show. And I said, you know what? That's not right. We're going to have a Friday show. So I canceled my heart ablation in order to do a show today.
Okay.
That's the lengths that I will go to for the Upside audience and also to prove Callie wrong.
I would like to say that you wanted to get up this morning bright and early and record a show, to which I said last night, absolutely not, because I know us, something will derail it and we won't do a show. No. And people are, you know, leaving for Easter. Do people go places for Easter? People are leaving. They're going to listen in the morning. They're going to get up in the morning and leave and, you know, listen to us in the car. I believe so.
Nobody in school today, right? Nobody's listening to this show.
Don't people go to school on Good Friday, just not the Monday after Easter? Is it the other way around?
No, people don't go to school on Good Friday. I never went to school on Good Friday. And I also think I had Holy Thursday off too.
Holy Thursday.
Wow. Holy Thursday.
What's Holy Thursday?
Hold on. I'm distracted by our dog in the background who's digging or something.
Lily's trying to build a nest in our carpet.
Okay. Holy Thursday. It's the day before. It's also called Maundy Thursday. Maundy. Something like that. I don't know.
M-A-U-N-D-Y.
Yeah. And it's the day of the Last Supper.
I feel like people are just making up days.
It's in the Bible.
Well, I know.
So they are. They just did it a gazillion years ago. But it's,
I know, but I feel like if I, you know.
Holy Thursday was always, was a bigger deal when I was in church school. Yes, it's the day of the Last Supper. It's the day that Jesus found out that he was betrayed or whatever. He found out who betrayed him.
Is that a Catholic thing, maybe? Because I literally never heard of that.
No, it's like all
I've heard
Christian.
Of Good Friday, but like good
Holy Thursday.
Holy Thursday.
Did you have the Last Supper? You were what, Methodist?
Did we have it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Did we have it? Like, was is it I in
your
about it?
Is it in your Bible? Don't you use the same Bible as the Catholics?
It is, but we kind of glazed over it. But like the Mother Mary is also in the Bible, but we don't.
Big deal to Catholics.
A big deal to Catholics. You know what I mean? So yep. It's like, it's not that it doesn't exist in the Bible that we read. It's just that maybe it's like just part of the story. It's not like the big,
right?
You know, like the finale.
This is my annual time to tell the story of the radio promotion that I wanted to do every single year
at
Easter.
None of Jeff's bosses would ever let him do.
I wanted to
Oh, and if you're easily offended, just turn the show off now.
It's not offensive. It's a Bible-based trivia contest held around the week before Easter called Crucifact or Crucifixion. And it's a true-false trivia contest. And you can make it about, you know, the Bible, the Holy Times and whatever. Or whatever. It could be about anything. And you could just say, the Kansas City Chiefs won this year's Super Bowl. Crucifact or crucifixion. And that's crucifact. Boom, you get a point. You get 5 points, you win the prize. How do you find out what prize you win? Two ways. One, you got to wait till Monday because that's when the prize appears. And two, we're going to roll a stone away from the front of the prize vault. You're going to look in there and see what your prize is.
It's really weird that all of your corporate bosses told you no.
And your prize is nothing. That's the real prize. Your prize has risen. So you've won nothing except knowing that now you have been saved. That's your prize.
Your prize, eternal salvation.
Or you can have this Toni Braxton casingle.
Casingle?
You don't know what a casingle is?
My assumption would be that it's a single on a cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep, yep.
Hey, you know what? That actually might not be a bad gift because the 90s are back, my friend.
Yeah.
So that could be maybe really good. Okay, so the reason... So first of all, I am right. We recorded a show last night. So that's the reason that we have a show today. You're welcome, Jeff Dollar. If we had left it up to Jeff Dollar, who knows what would have happened today. Number two is that Jeff did not get the ablation because we didn't have insurance this week. I'm not even going to call it a lapse because it's not our fault.
I wasn't willing to take the chance, even though we had spoken to multiple people, and with the exception of the first person we talked to, everybody said, yes, we understand your insurance is on the way to being reinstated. And when it is reinstated, it will be done back to whatever. So we would have uninterrupted insurance coverage, right? Mm-hmm. And everything would be fine. And I just thought, I was like, it's not worth the... And I called my doctor, obviously. I wasn't just like, nah, don't do it. I said, it's not worth them screwing it up. And because I can't, like, a heart ablation is not, a heart procedure is not like a, you know, $300 deal.
We don't want to be stuck with like a $5,000 to $10,000. If my C-section and 4 days in the hospital was $48,000.
Yeah.
Your outpatient procedure that you go in for 2 hours for is not going to be more than $5,000 to $10,000.
I bet it would be at least half. It's the heart. No way. It is a heart surgery.
Call them and ask them what the self-pay price is. Just to know.
Self-pay is different because self-pay is economical. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just didn't want to go down that road. So I called my doctor. I said, look, here's the deal. What would you do? They were able to get me in at a future date. They asked me a whole bunch of questions about how I was feeling, how I'm responding to the medicine. Everything's great. So we decided that I would reschedule for the later date. So I wouldn't, because I was so stressed.
So stressed.
I mean, it was.
On top of hospital stress, you were stressed that we would not have insurance in time.
And of course, this happens a week after we buy a house, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I said, so I talked to the doctor. The doctor says, look, I can tell you're stressed. I can get you on the schedule. We're going to move it. Everything's great. I said, okay, perfect. Thank you. Not even kidding. Get off the phone. 15 minutes later, Callie's phone rings. It's the insurance company. They said, you're reinstated. of course they did, but it's fine.
It made you feel better. And, you know, like, I don't know, just better safe than sorry. Is there anything that Americans are scared of more than they're scared of health insurance and hospital bills?
I'm scared of everything these days. We just live in a weird, scary world, and I'm really trying hard not. I've tried different things. I'm not going to read the negative news. I'm just going to try to read positive news. I'm not going to try to read any news. I'm just going to focus. We just live in a weird, complicated time.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a weird time.
I think things are, we had something with our house where there was a question about the size of the piece of land our house sits on. And I don't know. I was just going to say, so I had to call. So I said, oh, I don't, whatever. This is a thing. I don't know. Let me ask somebody about it. And everybody was getting all worked up. Like everybody got work. Everybody just went to level 12 on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's just a thing.
It is Friday.
Before we do all of our business, can we play the voicemail? Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, we'll forget.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Amanda from Athens. I was just calling to remind you that girl Dylan, who was 9 back in COVID times of the birthday celebrations, she is actually turning 13 this year. Her birthday is March 31st, which is on Easter. So that little 9-year-old that you wish a happy birthday and have ever since is turning into a teenager this year. So, again, girl Dylan's birthday, March 31st. If you could give her a shout out, I guess maybe on the Friday show before, since you obviously don't do a Sunday show. So, okay, thanks. Bye.
Happy birthday, Dylan girl.
Dylan, I'm pretty sure, is the person who I said, I mean, we weren't talking to her, but when we got the message on year one, I was like, you know what, Dylan? Here's the deal. We're in the middle of COVID. This will all be over in a couple weeks. So you should celebrate 9.5 and throw a big party at 9.5. And at 9.5.
That aged well.
Yeah, that age, we at 9.5, we were following arrows down supermarket, you know, aisleways and using Clorox wipes on our Amazon packages.
I never even saw the one-way grocery thing because I didn't go out. It was you. We had a delegated person that went into public, and that person was you because this person on this side of the table was pregnant. It's crazy times.
So you never saw the plastic barriers in front of the cashiers until after the baby was born, until after Ellie was born?
Yeah.
You never saw the arrows on the supermarket?
No. It's really weird. I was inside, but you never saw going into work during the pandemic.
No.
That's something you never saw because you were at home and I was going in and it was weird. And I took pictures for the history books, you know, because like one day my grandchild might be like, Grandma,
we'll be studying
this. What was it like during the pandemic in 2020? And I'll be like, well,
yeah,
I took a picture on this thing called the iPhone. It'll be obsolete by then.
She'll say, why didn't you just store it on the hard drive that you keep in your brain?
I know, right? Okay, Friday, 1 to 10 check-in. Jeff Dollar, how you doing this week?
At this moment in time, I'm a 10.
Nice.
I feel good. Ellie has been super cute. Man, she is pesty. But you know what?
This is why people call three-year-olds three-nagers.
Isn't the three-nager thing where they're sassy and they talk back and they whatever?
No, it's just pesty. No, it's just pesty.
She wants somebody to sit on the floor with her and play with their tiles. She wants a drink box constantly.
She wants and doesn't want things at the exact same time.
Right.
Like,
I want a green drink box. Here's your green drink box. I don't want that.
Like, I wanted red.
Almost with the defiance of when she wants it, it's with the passion of, you know, Steve Jobs announcing the latest iPhone. Immediately when you hand it to her, she almost slaps it out of your hand as though you're handing her a cup of spoiled
milk. It's like the Devil Wears Prada when she makes her assistant go get the steak from the restaurant that's not open. And the assistant's like running and sweating and getting the steak and has it all set up and puts the garnish on top and takes it into Meryl Streep. And she's like, I don't want that. I have a meeting, and walks out of the room. And you're like,
yeah, that is, and it's really... The pestiness is really apparent right now because she slept last night at KK and Poppy's house, and the house was just quiet, and it was so weird.
It's quiet, and we don't have anyone bossing us around.
Right.
And it's weird. It's weird.
But she's still so cute, and I got some really, really good Olivia smiles this week.
Yeah.
And I was in studio yesterday with a new client, and she just crushed it on her new podcast, and it was just good. It was good. And we got our health insurance back.
And we got our health insurance.
And I was able to reschedule my thing with no problem. So it was all good. And you seem to be really good. So that's...
Are you asking what I am on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, I'm purposely not, because I can see you like...
getting antsy and being like, prompt me, prompt me, prompt me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how... are you?
I am a 9.
Good.
I'm good. It takes a lot to get a 10 out of me, and I'm pretty good. My life is full of administrative work right now between insurance, hospital bills from Olivia, and, you know, just house stuff.
I know the DMV gets a ton of crap. It gets made fun of in movies. People talk about having to go to the DMV to wait.
Your win.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I'll use this as my first win. And yours, because you're the one who told me about it. Somebody gave me the advice when, years ago, 10 years ago now, when I got divorced. They're like, you're probably going to move a couple times.
Hey, love, we've been together for 11 years.
11 years.
Your divorce was probably 15.
15 years ago. Okay, time flies. So when somebody gave me the advice, don't switch your address a million times, get a P.O. box. So for a dozen or more years now, 15 years, however long it's been, I've had a P.O. box. And it's and now we have the house. There's no reason for it. So Callie found out that you can change your address on your driver's license online. You're allowed to do it once per license cycle.
For free.
For free. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest thing. If you, when your birthday rolls around, you got to put the new tags on your car. Mm-hmm. You can do that at a kiosk at your local Kroger.
Now, people in that live out of Georgia aren't going to understand, because a lot of people don't have to do all the registration jumping through hoops that we have to do.
Sure they do. I had to do it in New York. I had to do it in Arizona.
You had to do admissions?
Yeah. I think admissions is national.
Oh, I thought that was like a...
No, I think it's national.
I thought that was Georgia thing.
We had to do...
The fees are what I'm thinking about, because it used to be back in the day.
Really expensive in Georgia.
Yeah, why?
Not sure.
I think they rolled that into some other tax. So I don't think it's that we're not paying it. It's just that we're paying it in a different way. Maybe it's like coming off of our state taxes or something like that. But we used to pay what every year? Like
hundreds.
Yeah.
It depended on your car. So the newer your car was, the more you paid. But whatever the dollar amount is, whether you owe...
Which, by the way, doesn't make sense.
Or you owe 60 bucks, yeah. Whatever you owe, you can pay. And so I am done giving the DMV a bad rap, because they're fantastic. And my license is up for renewal this year. I can renew it up to 90 days before it expires, also online.
Now, I had a couple of issues with their website when I was going. Like, there was a glitch in the website or whatever. So I called them. The woman that I called at the DMV was 10 out of 10 delightful. She was delightful. I found out, because I'm me, all about her grandkids and how they're getting just old enough to where they don't want to snuggle with her anymore. And she's got kids in her 30s. And she was just wonderful. And we were talking about Olivia, because Olivia was chirping in the background. And it was a delightful experience. And we both laughed and had a wonderful time. So I also would give the Georgia DMV A plus.
My second win would be the great recording session that I had yesterday. And my third win would be cleaning up the studio and cleaning out the studio closet and just purging a whole bunch of stuff and getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff, either throwing it away or dropping it off. And it just feels really good.
My wins for the week, number one, we got insurance reinstated. And I'm counting that as a win, because they don't do that, which means the win had to come from the work we put into getting it reinstated, which, you know, pat on the back. Yep. That was something worth fighting for and escalating. And then we got it done. So that felt really good. This is going to sound a little silly and a little juvenile, but I filed a tax return extension by myself.
Good job.
There's just some reasons that, you know, whatever. It's a long story, but our CPA, I don't know if they did it or not, and I didn't want to wait for them to get back to me. So I just filed it myself, and I got a thing that it was accepted. So that's good. Good job, Cali Dollar. And then at Ellie's school, I went to her Easter egg hunt. Olivia and I went, and I had a really nice conversation with another parent that I was convinced hated me until yesterday.
No.
So I don't know if the first time I just caught a bad day, or I was just paranoid, because I'm one of those people that someone says something to me and there's like, you know, like when you text Jeff Dollar, a lot of times you'll put okay and then period in the text. And that to me is like so mean.
Sorry.
So I'm someone that's like, oh, what's he mad about? What's he stressed about? I mean, not so much anymore, because we've been married for a while. So now I know not to take it personally. But when we were dating, I'm like,
I just like correct punctuation. I just like to properly punctuate. Okay. Period.
It's very just... Yeah, I hate it. Anyways, so I had a lovely conversation. She asked about Olivia, and then I thought she hated me, but we had like a 15-minute conversation, and it was wonderful and so delightful, and it just brought me joy.
She maybe just the first day you met her, maybe she was just a little grumpy pants.
Or maybe I was just paranoid about other people not liking me. Because I think I'm inherently, there are people like me that are inherently scared of other parents.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're scared of other parents?
Yes. I assume that other parents are going to be horrible until they're not.
Why? That's so weird.
It's weird, but it's a self-preservation tactic. Hear me out.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't want to. A lot of times in my life, I like bestie up to people and then it doesn't work out, or I actually find out more about them and I'm like, oh, probably like not someone that I want to hang out with. But then it's too late because I've already dove in headfirst. I've given them all my contacts. I've introduced them to people. I've whatever.
Yeah.
But with parents and with kids, when you start hanging out outside of whatever, you know, outside of school.
Yeah.
If you dive into that, there's really no going back from that. Like, you hang out outside of school.
Because if the kids still want to hang out, you're obligated.
Is that you what have you
mean?
To.
Got it.
So then you're in. So I tend to just think, and then you can't get out. So I tend to be very skeptical of parents until.
You sound like a crazy person right now, just so you know.
Somebody gets me. I know somebody gets me and someone understands. Plus, you know, you see all these like mom groups and all about moms being like crazy and judgy and, you know, I don't know.
Like you're being right now toward other moms.
Oh my God. I am. I am the problem. But it's judgy toward, I mean, it's my problem.
Got it.
I'm not sitting there saying no one's good enough to hang out with me. I'm sitting there saying I'm not good enough to hang out with anyone.
So Callie's third win, she's judgy to moms.
I am not judgy. I'm judgy to myself because I don't feel like I fit in. So there you go. Have a great Easter weekend to those that celebrate. Jeff will be playing his game by himself. Why didn't you want to play that on our show?
I always forget right up until the last minute.
Make your dreams come true.
Yep. Rise up.